Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is Facing Earthly Struggles. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Facing Earthly Struggles, written and read by Lynette Kittle. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 6:12. Growing up, my junior high best friend Peggy loved professional wrestling. It was an unknown world to my sheltered pastor's kid background. Little did I know, when she invited me to watch it with her, I would be taken on an emotional roller coaster as she cheered, cried, threw herself on the floor, beat the tabletop, and shouted throughout the
match.
Like
many fans may
be
unaware
of what's really happening in pro wrestling events,
while I watched her in the
matches,
often real-life
situations can be
deceiving. Although I've heard it's mostly
staged,
those looking
for entertainment and
the outward appearances
are putting on
a
show. To fans like Peggy,
it can seem
and
feel like
individuals and groups coming against us.
Are
our personal
Goody
enemies pitted against
However, Scripture reminds
evil
us
nemesis.
That there is more to what's really occurring beyond what we see, hear, feel, and experience. Although opposition may look and feel personal, in reality they are really opposing God and those who represent Him on earth. Most of our earthly opponents are unaware of how they are actually being played by the devil and his cohorts to go after us. Although it's easy to seem like our opposition just hates us, it's much deeper than most of us and even many of them understand. There are spiritual forces behind their feelings and actions, causing them to believe they are expressing their own thoughts and feelings, when in truth, they are being influenced by evil spiritual forces that hate God. Like 2 Corinthians 4:4 describes, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Beyond their own comprehension, unbelievers are being used to war with God, with many being completely unaware of who is leading them in their thinking and actions. Often we as believers can lose sight of who is fighting us too, causing us to start trying to wrestle on a human level. But God has called us to a higher form of defense on a spiritual level, because that's where the real scuffle is taking place. So how do we face struggles on spiritual levels from our human standpoint? Number one, prayer is our first point of defense. James 5:16 explains how the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Spending time in prayer is number one defense against the attacks of our spiritual enemies. As well, 1 Chronicles 5:20 describes how when some of the tribes of Israel were in combat with their enemies, God heard their cries during the battle and answered their prayers for help because they trusted in him. Number 2, praise defeats the enemy. 2 Chronicles 20:21-22 describes a battle scene where King Jehoshaphat sent men ahead of his army to sing to the Lord and praise him for the splendor of his holiness, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise the Lord, God caused the enemy to begin fighting among themselves rather than attacking his army. Praise is a powerful line of defense in the life of every believer. Like Exodus 15:2 describes, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." As Christians, what happens in the spiritual directly affects the outcome of the struggle in the physical. Protection from the enemy's attacks comes when we trust God and turn to him for help. Like Isaiah 54:17 assures, "No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord." By putting into practice God's spiritual way of dealing with the enemy through speaking words that come from our heart to the heart of God through prayer and praise, we will see him move on our behalf. Intersecting faith and life. Set some time aside to look at the struggles you've been facing. Examine ways you can address them using the spiritual weapons God has provided. Further reading: 2 Corinthians 6, 4-10, 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.